Good evening, Master Witcher. I have come on behalf of the town aldermen to reward you for ridding us of that vile monster. Coin? I'm afraid to say that the town has no coin to give you. Weeks of bandit raids have seen to that. But please don't be angry. Let me explain. See, the alderman said that after you rescued him from the monster, he arrived home to find me, covered in blood. The monster you slew had killed my mother and father. I barely escaped with my life, and the first place I thought to run was his house. He said that since I was that which he had found at home but did not expect, he was obligated to give me to you in lieu of coin. He called it the law of surprise from the ancient code of the witchers, sir. You see, I have nothing left here. The monster that you slew killed my mother and father. And what family the monsters have taken from me, the wars between kings and emperors have. Sir, I heard that you were returning to the Witcher Keep for the winter, and I could come with you. I could be your servant or your bed warmer, if you wish. I could take care of the castle while you were away on the Witcher's Path, and comfort you while you rest and reside there. You could keep me for yourself if you like, or share me with the others. Yes, I'm old enough for such things, Master Witcher, I swear. I'm 10 and 8 summers old. Far past enough to be wed and bled, my father would say. And I would have been, but it isn't an ill time for weddings. Even if there were men left to be wed. Every young man with a shred of honor had gone off to fight for king and country, leaving only the lechers and the cowards. And the women are no better. They all hate me for my beauty and my youth, always scolding their husbands when I walk past. They would accuse me of witchcraft had my father not been such good friends with the aldermen. And with him gone, I can't stay here, but I can't leave on my own. Please, Master Witcher, if you will not have me, then at least take me as far as Novigrad. I'm sure I could find work as a maid, or even a whore if it comes to that. Better to be a whore in a warm brothel than some bandit's plaything. Please, I beg you. Please. My father once told me that witchers were incapable of human emotions, but I'm not so convinced. I see virtue on your face and charity in your eyes. Or if not charity, well, judging by the way your eyes glance down at the cut of my bodice, perhaps at least another lesser form of love. Tell me, sir, how many swords does a witcher carry again? Was it 2 or 3? If I step closer to you, will you unsheathe your weapon and split me apart? Perhaps that's what I want to happen. You don't kiss like the farm boys in the village. Have you kissed girls all over the world, traveling as you do? Probably plenty of other silly farmers' daughters like me. Well, what I lack in experience, sir, I promise I'll make up for in eagerness. There won't be a whore in 20 leagues more willing to please you with her body, I swear it. Two swords on your back. I see. One for men and one for monsters, but... And is this a third sword between your legs? Is this the one for women, I wonder? It certainly feels as long and as hard as the others. I hear the whores in Novigrad have a certain way of pleasuring their clients. They open up their bodice to expose their breasts, letting their perkiness of their bosom arouse the man, like this. Then they kneel down before him, like this, and with their hands undo the breeches, like this. To expose the manhood, like, not a sword, more like a monster, but perhaps one that you need me to slay. Now where was I? They hold the base of the manhood like this in their delicate fingers, stroking the shaft and massaging the heavy balls like this. And then they look up at their master in such sweet submission while they wrap their lips around the head and suck and suck. So thick in my mouth. Continuing to look up at you. As I take you in my mouth. Is this pleasurable to you, Master Witcher? Your manhood is so hot and hard in my mouth. The village boys would ask me to do this for them, to suck on their cocks, but I never did. I told them my face was too beautiful to put near something as disgusting as a man's cock, but now... Do you still think I'm beautiful, Master Witcher? Even as my soft lips caress your veiny shaft. Even as my wet tongue licks and teases your bulging head. Even a spit and your cock juices leak and dribble down my chin to my exposed breasts. I defile myself for you, sir. Defile my sweet lips with your rough cock. Defile my soft pink tongue with the taste of your manhood. Defile my face for your pleasure. To prove I belong to you as fate has decreed, as your whore of destiny. Oh, you can go as deep as you want to, Master Witcher. You feel so good in my mouth. I can feel your cock hum and thrum in my mouth. And I know what happens next. Take my hair in your hand, sir, and force me as deep as you desire, and fill my mouth with your seed. Yes, release into my mouth. Yes. Now flood my mouth with your seed. Give me your seed. Give me your seed, yes. Get on my hands and knees, but so soon? I felt you empty yourself into my mouth. I swallowed so much. I thought that would have been enough for tonight. You have a refractory potion? I know not of such things, but if you desire to have relations with me, then of course I am yours to do with as you wish. After all, you avenged my family, and for that, I have nothing else to give you but the warmth and the softness of my body. Yes, I hike up my skirt, sir, and pull down my undergarments. Forgive my shivering, master. The air is cold against the heat of my womanhood, and I admit I'm a bit anxious. I never thought in 1,000 years that I would be giving my maidenhead to a witcher. I thought I very differently. Your fingers are so warm against my folds, touching and caressing my wetness. What is that coating your fingers, sir? In oil. You're applying an oil to my cunt. Help me relax and let you ease into my tightness. Yes, it's working. I feel like that time I swigged liquor from my father's stash when he wasn't looking. And so wet. Feel like I'm swimming. Yes, sir. I'll just lay my head down and raise my bottom up for you. Oh, God. Oh, my cum feels so good. Oh, so good right now. And your cock still at the entrance. Oh, fuck. Yes, master. Enter me, sir. Oh. Enter my lair and slay my maidenhood with your meaty sword. Turn me into a woman. Into your woman. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, you're piercing me. Piercing me with your cock. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you're inside me. Oh, your cock is thrusting inside me so deep. Oh, oh, piercing so deep inside me. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, master. Oh, grab hold of my hips and thrust into me. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, master. Yes, master, the pain is subsiding and I only feel pleasure. Oh, so much pleasure. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, your cock is so big, so thick inside my tight little hole. Oh, oh, you feel so good. Oh, just, oh, 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 so thick and stretching me out. How many women have you had, master? Dozens? Hundreds? I know I'm not exotic. Or one of those beautiful sorceresses. Oh, I'm only a simple village girl. Oh, but I hope you find satisfaction and pleasure in the soft, willing hole between my legs. Opening up to wrap its folds around the piercing thickness of your manhood. Oh, how mother and father would look at me right now. Bodice and skirts flying open, breasts and buttocks exposed, face down with my haunches in the air like a mare in heat, while a witcher plunders their sweet daughter's precious cunt. Oh, I'm sorry, mother. I'm sorry, father. But I've never felt so much pleasure in my life. Ah, so much pleasure. With every slap of flesh against flesh. So much pleasure. Oh, an ocean of pleasure with every thrust of my master's cock. Oh, an ocean of pleasure rocking inside my cunt. Oh, I can barely hold on. Barely hold on. I can barely hold on. Oh, oh. I should let go, master. Let the ocean loose inside me. Let loose as you fill me with your seed. Oh, yes, master, yes, master. Push my shoulders down and pound me harder, and make me let go harder, harder, yes, fuck, harder. Oh, can you feel my cunt quivering around your swollen, thrusting cock? I feel so close, so close. I feel, oh God, I can't hold on. I can't stop it erupting. Oh, God, master, my cunt is erupting, bleeding, squirting. Oh, God, oh, master, fill me up. Oh. Sir, oh, I guess the stories were right about witchers being great lovers and all. have Have I proven my use to you, sir? I know I am a burden, but I'll do my best to ease and alleviate. Oh, of course I'll continue to be of service to you until we cross the Pontar. And if I have not made my case to you convincingly by then, you can leave me at Oxenfurt with script of safe passage into Novigrad. Thank you, sir. Do you prefer to sleep alone, or would you like my body to keep you warm? Yes, sir, I would. I would feel much safer to sleep in your arms.